This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. The Colorado Division of Water Resources is inspecting more than 10,000 ponds in the Arkansas River Basin. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports if they are illegal, they could be removed.
It's possible that a one-acre pond could lose as much as 1 million gallons of water to evaporation each year. Bill Tyner is Colorado's division engineer for the Arkansas River. He says the basin is heavily over-appropriated, so pond evaporation could mean downstream water rights holders aren't able to get the water they're legally entitled to.
The drought years that we've had in the last couple of decades have just really made that even worse. And so it kind of highlights for us the significant problem that number of ponds can create.
The state combined satellite and aerial imagery with water records to identify ponds. Letters have gone to a few hundred property owners so far. Local water commissioners will help them assess their options that range from purchasing replacement water rights to removal. For KRCC News, I'm Shauna Lewis in Pueblo.
The Kirkland Museum in Denver is temporarily closed after a water valve burst during last weekend's freezing temperatures. The damage is being evaluated while the museum dries out, but it appears that most of the harm was caused to the building rather than the artwork. The Kirkland is expected to remain closed through next month. 32 degrees in Denver with lots of sunshine. It's 21 in Colorado Springs, 22 in Vail, 25 degrees and overcast in Pueblo. This is CPR and KRCC.